Welcome, welcome back to The Ditch. I am Evangelist Chutney Hart, and I want to thank you for dropping by to hang out with The Ditch Gang in The Ditch Chronicles. But I have a question for the gang, though. Why do we intentionally have children? So think about this. We have children, and they cost money, and then they grow up. Or they get bigger. And then they cause more money. And then you almost get them grown, or you get them grown, and then they cause more money. Like, do you realize how rich we would be if we just didn't have any children? Or maybe y'all children don't act like my children. I tried. I know my husband tried. We tried our best to raise those children. Because I feel like we made choices, but our parents did the best they could with what they had. And so we also tried to do the best we could, y'all. I sent my oldest, who still lives at home, rent-free, should I add. I sent him a list, y'all, and said, I need these items. They came to a total of $10 to $15. My child texted me back and said, can you tell Michael to pick up something? Because I got a trip to take next month. Yeah, you see my face. Ooh, child, I can't even tell you everything I told him. Fortunately for him, there is no cursing in me, because that day it definitely would have came out. But I read him every right he had. And all I kept thinking was, I did not raise you to be this selfish. And at some point in the conversation, I told him that. And then because I'm so me and I'm so random, I'm cleaning up and I'm thinking, why did I have children? What was I thinking about? Why did I think this was a good idea? But anyway, that's me and my randomness. So I want to talk to you for a few seconds, if I will, a few minutes, about being an asset or a liability. It's a Bible study lesson that the Lord gave me. It's actually something I revisited. But even after I revisited, it kind of blew my own mind. And when you look at an asset, right, it's useful or a valuable thing, person, or quality. And when you're getting ready to purchase a house or some major purchase, they ask you, you know, well, what are your assets? What do you have to offer? And when I read this, the Lord took me to Colossians, the 3rd chapter. And the 23rd verse that says, and whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. And I began to ask the question, what do I have to offer to the Lord? What do I have that I can offer to the kingdom? What do I have that brings value? And that is the question that I want to pose to you today, whether it's your job, whether it's your marriage, whether it's friend relationships, or whether it's ministry. What do you have that brings value? Are you an asset to that particular relationship? Are you an asset to that job? Are you an asset to that ministry? Or are you what they call a liability? A liability is a person or thing whose presence or behavior is likely to cause embarrassment or put them at a disadvantage. Cause embarrassment or put you at a disadvantage. So my assets begin to add to me, but my liabilities begin to take away or diminish me. And that's my question for you today. A lot of times in this particular time that we're in, especially with the younger generation, they're doing things because they're trying to please people. They might do it just because it's what everybody else is doing. But you have to have a oneness of mind for yourself. You have to make decisions and make sure that those decisions, you're doing it because that's what you want to do. And once you give your life over to the Lord, you're doing it because that's what God has called you to do. That's what He's created you to do. The visionaries for my vision, if you will, they're doing it because that's what God has called them to do. The pushers of my vision? You have to check yourself. I can't answer that question. Nobody can answer that question for you. The only person that can help you determine if you're an asset or a liability is you. Now, I can judge some of your actions real quick, like, but you know, man always looks at the outward appearance, but God looks at the heart of an individual. But we all want, I don't know about you, but I want to bring value. I want to bring value to my marriage. I want to bring value to my job. I want to bring value to my ministry. I want to add to wherever I am. I don't want to cause them embarrassment. I can only imagine if I was causing embarrassment for my children. Do you understand how hard it is to go to school in 2024 without your parents causing you embarrassment? Now, I'm not talking about the embarrassment that we had to suffer. You know, when my daddy had the 15-passenger van and he was going to paint it. So he primed the van in black but never painted it and then took us to school in it. My cousins used to try to get him to drop us off at the corner. I'll never forget, I was in college and we pulled up and this guy started singing the A-Team. He was like, da, 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 da. But he was not trying to embarrass me. That was our situation. I'm not talking about that type of embarrassment. I'm talking about those behaviors or those things that we do that are unnecessary. When we unnecessarily do things, when we unnecessarily do things in ministry. I talk about ministry a lot because that's who I am. It's a part of me. And that's where my heart is. And I've seen a lot down through the years. And a lot of times I've seen myself be an asset. I have seen myself be a liability because somebody rubbed me the wrong way. And so now I'm going to have to get you told. So now I'm going to have to let you know that, no, because what we ain't finna do, quote, unquote. And those things are things that can limit us, and they will limit what God does through us and what he does with us. And I pose that question to you today to do your own self-inventory based off Webster's definition. Are you an asset? Are you bringing quality to your marriage, to your job, to your ministry, to your friends? Or are you a liability? Are you a disadvantage? Are you bringing embarrassment to them? Are you dragging them down? Only you can answer that question. But I hope when you finish your assessment that if you're not adding, that you make the necessary changes. Because when you make them, you know, a funny thing, when you begin to add, it attracts. And the more you add to someone else, biblical principle, the more others begin to add to you. So if you're in need, if you're in lack, I do not advise you to be a liability. Make the decision. Are you an asset or are you a liability today? I hope when you choose, as I can't even remember, it's the guy from the beer commercial. I hope when you choose wisely. I can't remember what commercial. It's not mine. It's the commercial. It's whoever it is. All right, y'all? So y'all won't try to get me for infringement. But I appreciate you for stopping by today. I appreciate you for hanging out in the ditch with us today. I hope you continue to share, like, subscribe, recommend, sing it from the mountaintops if you will. But remember and remember and remember well, there is safety just beyond the ditch.